Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they caught an EVP while exploring an old warehouse, but was it a good idea to steal the pallets from the warehouse? And did something else come home with those very pallets?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. Of course, you can write in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Have you ever taken anything from a place you knew or believed to be haunted?
No. Period.
On purpose? Like you didn't? Or like you just didn't see anything you wanted to take?
Oh, maybe if I saw something really awesome. Oh. But no, I just have that thing, Tony, about bringing things home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I don't bring anything home.
You
go antiquing. I won't even go antiquing.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time because I got too much crap. We're like,
you got antiqued out.
Yes, I did. I have so much stuff and it's like I'm trying to fill the house up here. And it's a much bigger house than my last one, and I still have like more crap. And I'm like, how did I fill my last house with stuff? Oh, I was a hoarder. and I wasn't, but it's like, oh my goodness, there's just so much. But I mean, it's interesting. I think sometimes, you know, antique stores kind of got their stuff. I wanted to, first time, I've always looked for arrowheads when I go walking or things like that. Finally found one years ago on a walk. First time, and it was like, clearly it was an arrowhead. It wasn't, you know, a rock that maybe it was and got kind of chipped up. And I really wanted to take it home with me because I'd finally found one after 30 years of hiking. And I was not allowed to take it home with me.
As in the little voice in your head said, bad idea?
No, as in...
You're at a national park.
No, as in an ex-spouse was, you can't take that home. Like, all right, whatever. And it wasn't.
I'm just telling you, if I was out hiking with you and you found that, I'd be like, you sure you want to take that home?
I did. I wanted to take it home.
There is something about that. If you've been looking one for all those years, you know, you would have built it a little nice display case or something.
It would have been
something you would have.
I would have respected it. It would have gone into some sort of voodoo like ceremony or something. And, it would have just been. Would have been held with respect other than just lying in the middle of the woods that will just earth will retake it and it'll be rock. But yeah, that was what I wanted to take. But maybe there was a good reason I did not. Let's go to our first call. Hi.
This is Kat, local musician down here in Nashville, Tennessee. I just wanted to share my story about a abandoned warehouse and why not to take pallets from said warehouse. So my friends and I were on our way to our favorite speakeasy, Old Glory, when we stumbled upon a warehouse. Picture on the right, red brick, about the size of a high school gymnasium. On the left, big, looking like an old school house. This used to be a warehouse back in the day. It's right next to the train tracks, right? So pretty industrial looking. So my friends and I, we check out the perimeter, and we see a kind of loose door. So we kick it down, and right when we enter inside, all of a sudden we're hit with this wave of energy. So I take out my phone, and I start recording, you know, like an EVP session. Didn't think I'd get anything from it. The whole thing in totality was about 30 minutes long. But about 3 weeks after that, I was on my way to Colorado listening to it. And awesome. About 18 minutes and 44 seconds into it, all of a sudden you hear this voice come up right next to my phone. And you can hear us clear as day in the background talking, mind my own business. And this voice comes up and says, hey, Pat, kind of like that, like a whisper, really faint. You wouldn't really hear it unless you're paying attention to it. Spooked me. Of course, I show all my friends, you know. I still do, you know, showing them at parties and stuff. Just because so unexplainable. So about 3 weeks ago, my friends and I decided that we wanted to build a pallet chairs. If you've ever been to Red Bicycle, you know what we're talking about. Very DIY look. But these pallet chairs, of course, they had to be pallets from the warehouse, right? Because that's the only way to make it look authentic. So we pick up about 6 pallets and 6 red bricks. So didn't really think that anything would happen from it. But of course it did. About 4 days ago from today, my roommate and I were talking, having like a heart-to-heart conversation. And all of a sudden, the kitchen light turns off. And of course, you know, maybe think, oh, I blew the light or whatever. But I had just changed the light in the kitchen. So I say, is anybody here? There's any energy? There's any spirit? Turn the light back on. You got our attention. About 4 moments go by. Light comes back on. Nice, kind spirit. Just wanted to say hi. Let us know that it was safe. Keep going about our conversation, whatever. The next night, right? Kind of caught my attention because it was back to back. The next night. This is so weird to me. We're all sitting around the kitchen, talking, conversing. And then ice in the ice machine gets popped up and my dog catches it. Now, let me just reframe this. So we're sitting, it's my roommate, my friend, and I around the kitchen table. My dog's in the living room and starts barking and comes around to where we're all in view, and then ice out of nowhere just gets thrown up in the air, and my dog catches it and runs into the other room. Like as if something was like playing with the dog, and then was like, here's ice, catch that. The ice machine didn't go off. There's no ice on the floor, right? And I saw the ice in the air. Like it caught my eye, it caught my roommate's eye too. No explanation for that. Don't know what that was about. Yesterday, my roommate said that some stools and chairs just got knocked over out of nowhere, too. I don't know, man. All I know is that I should not have gone and gotten platforms from the freaking warehouse where I caught a voice. Not that I'm asking for trouble or anything. Mainly, this is just to put in evidence in case something crazy happens and they need to get evidence of what went wrong. Anyways, that's my story. Don't go mess with platforms and warehouses. I'll catch y'all later.
There you go. Don't steal pallets from warehouses. That would
be... I think that's really good, especially the ones that you had been there previously and you got an EVP.
Might be a bad idea.
It's like, look, everybody, we went to this haunted place. Listen to this. And then, you know, let's make some furniture out of pallets. Let's go back to the haunted place.
Mm-hmm.
Get those pallets. That's a really good idea. But where did the ice cube thing? What about that? Like ice cube just shoots out from nowhere and the dog catches it. What kind of party trick is that?
Is that a party trick or is that an ice machine that needs a little help? Because my fridge will drop ice every once in a while, too. And it's like, okay, thank you. And
you've got to teach your dog how to be there when that happens and catch it, because that's a party trick.
Just to sense it when it happens. I have one that knows how to open doors, like runs up, hits the knob down, and then it gets out.
Oh, that's impressive, but that's dangerous.
It is. It is. But around the house, it's like you shut the door, like, hey, you're going to stay in here. It's like, I don't think so. Boom. And and it does what he wants. It's the Labradoodle. They're too smart. They're way too smart.
Very smart.
And hilarious. It's just like, they look at you with these all-knowing eyes. It's like, you're a human in a dog costume, aren't you? And they kind of like leave you look like, yeah, kind of. have, but yeah, I'll never take the costume off. It's kind of funny. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the program. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. If you want access to all of our podcasts in advance with no ads, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up there anytime. You can try it for 3 days free and get access to all of the bonus programming. Not on Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories to get it there. I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.